Essential truths of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is part four. About history and Shastra. Indian history is confusing for Western scholars. Because in India, unlike the Western countries and Western scholars, they have a linear conception of history. 17th century, 18th century, 19th century. But in India, history is not linear. Modern scholars say that Bhagavatam was written in 600 AD. But that does not mean that it did not exist before 600 AD in some other form, as Shruti, as written form, as spoken form. What is important about Shastra, like Srimad Bhagavatam, is the message. When it says the Bhagavatam is eternal, it may not refer to the exact words, but the message. The Bhagavatam is excellent. Nothing comes close to it. It is the form of Krishna in sound. It's just Shabda Rupa of Krishna. This can be realized from the message of Bhagavatam. So if the message of Bhagavatam is a form of Krishna, then the Bhagavatam is as old as Krishna, which means eternal. When the actual words, which are eternal, were written down and recorded in palm leaves or whatever, 600 years ago or 5,000 years ago or whatever, doesn't matter. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita is written in Bengali by Krishnadas Kaviraj. Well, when Mahaprabhu went to South India or Vrindavan, he spoke to everyone, but did everyone he spoke to replied in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali couplets? Obviously not. They spoke Hindi or Telugu or Tamil, some other language. But we take Mahaprabhu's words in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we accept it as authority, as is spoken by Mahaprabhu himself. So someone asked the question, Bhagavatam talks about Brajlila and Krishna Gopis, why are the names of the Gopis not mentioned in Bhagavatam? Answer, Bhagavatam is meant to teach bhakti ras, not history. In ras, in understanding ras, name is not needed. What's important is the bhav, not the name. Jai Bhavama Pranski Jai Jai Radhe Shyam Jai Radhe Shyam.